From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX July 29th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha Desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, BlackRock clients sell $55 million in Bitcoin amid volatile fund flows in 2026. The sale reflects waning investor confidence, potentially signaling broader market skepticism about Bitcoin's short-term growth prospects. The post BlackRock clients sell $55 million in Bitcoin amid volatile fund flows in 2026 appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, second, from Bein Crypto, Bitcoin miner Ionic climbs 25%. On NASDAQ debut, joining Hut 8's AI shift, Ionic Digital Inc. NASDAQ IOND climbed more than 25% from its $50 opening price to nearly $63 in its NASDAQ debut, Tuesday, July 28th. The move gave the Bitcoin miner an implied valuation of roughly $2.75 billion. Ionic went public through a direct listing rather than a traditional initial public offering, IPO. Existing shareholders sold their shares directly, and the company raised no new capital. From Celsius bankruptcy to NASDAQ Ionic Digital emerged in January 2024 from Celsius Networks bankruptcy. Up next. Third, from Crypto Briefing. Hyperliquid sees real-world assets surpass crypto in weekly trading volume. The shift towards real-world assets on decentralized exchanges like Hyperliquid suggests a growing diversification and potential market evolution. The post Hyperliquid sees real-world assets surpass crypto in weekly trading volume appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato. Crypto pioneers sound alarm over government control of AI knowledge. Eric Voorhees, founder of Shapeshift, is sounding the alarm on government control over AI knowledge. He argues that states shouldn't decide what forms of intelligence are safe, warning that this could create a slippery slope. In a hypothetical scenario, Voorhees outlines how restrictions on AI knowledge could expand from bioweapons to anything contrary to public health and safety, and eventually to unapproved encryption and government orders. This debate is happening in the context of Anthropic's recent statement on open weights models. CEO Dario Amodei pushed back on claims that the company was advocating for a ban, instead calling for restrictions on access to advanced chips and safety testing for highly capable AI systems. However, Voorhees and others are concerned that this could be the first step towards government control over AI knowledge. Ripple CTO Emeritus David Schwartz and XRP community member Bird have shown support for Voorhees' argument, questioning where the line would be drawn on what knowledge is safe. This tension is also reflected in the debate over a federally backed body to test and certify frontier models, with some arguing that this would add unnecessary regulation. The issue at hand is not just about AI, but about the role of government in controlling knowledge and innovation. Voorhees' warning is that if the U.S. fails to resist this trend, it could have far-reaching consequences for civilization as a whole. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato. Why is Lido moving $16 billion in staked Ethereum to Pectra Era Validators? Liquid staking app. Lido has started moving the bulk of its staked Ethereum onto Ethereum's larger post-Pectra validators, and the operators running them are now putting up their own capital for the first time. The main idea is that Lido's curated node operators stop running thousands of identical 32 Ethereum validators and collapse them into far fewer, much larger ones. $16 billion in Ethereum moved, moreover. Ethereum's Pectra hard fork, activated in May 2025, raised the maximum effective balance per validator to 2,048 tokens through what are known as 0002 credentials. Up next, Sixth, from Crypto Briefing, Clarity Act momentum fades amid unresolved crypto regulation issues. So, you know how we've been following the Clarity Act? Well, it's lost some steam lately. I'm talking about 30% of its value erased in the past week alone. That's $1.2 billion gone. The act aimed to provide regulatory clarity for the crypto industry, but it's still got some major issues to iron out. Specifically, there's a lot of debate around the definition of a security token, which is a huge hurdle for the whole project. As a result, investors are getting nervous, and that's causing the momentum to fade. It's like, if you're not sure what's going on, you're not going to put your money in. And that's exactly what's happening here. The whole thing's still a work in progress, but it's clear that the Clarity Act needs to get its act together if it wants to move forward. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.